issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.
Hello. This is Real Life Issues with Abba. I'm glad to come your way once again with a fresh episode of Real Life Issues. How are you doing today and how has your day been? See, I am glad to come your way with a unique topic today because it has to do with personal experience. And this topic is simply what I call the limitation of man. I remain your brother and friend, Abba Ogban. Today's topic of Real Life Issues focuses on the limitation of man. I had always promised that I will be consistent in making sure that I drop episodes of our podcast every week. But situations and things around me try to limit me. Limit me in the sense that I have actually rather come to understand that man is so limited. Limited because he's subject to circumstances, things and happenings around him. Now, how do I mean? Of recent in Nigeria, the young people decided to protest for what I call their rights. What is simply tagged NSAS and the rest of them. The protest has been going on peacefully and it actually went on for about 2 weeks or so. And something happened of recent where some of these young persons were gunned down by the army of the nation called Nigeria. And so this happening, this particular thing brought so much pain to my heart and other young people. And as a result of this, I find it difficult to even do anything for myself as a result of the pain I felt, you know. So when I looked at my life and how I have promised my listeners that I will definitely try to make sure that I put out episodes of Real Life Issues every week and seeing myself in this situation, I try as much as I can to making sure that I keep to my words, but I was still finding it difficult. That's why I come to realize that God cannot be subject to circumstances. God controls circumstances and he is not subject to emotional depression as it were, because the state which I found myself, I could describe it as being depressed. I was depressed in a way because, like I said, I am angry. I'm not happy. Why should young people be killed for protesting for their rights? You know, that alone resulted to the state which I found myself, and I was able to do real life issues or able to record anything out there. And so I want to really make you understand that man is subject to all of these circumstances. And a man can promise you something and eventually turned out that he cannot meet up whatever he promised you. That's not because he is not willing to. The problem simply is because circumstances or things around him happened that limited him. You hear people say something like, he is unavoidably absent. You hear other people say that circumstances beyond my control limited me or did this to me and I couldn't make it or meet up to what I promised. So you see, this is what I call the limitation of man. Man can be limited. Man can promise you a thing and fail, but God cannot fail. God cannot fail because he is not subject to the vanities of this earth. We human beings are subject to it. And you know, one thing I also come to realize is that no matter what happens around you, you can as well try as much as you can to control it, even when it tries to control you. And this is what I have been able to do, to put up a short discourse upon this topic or on this topic. You see, this topic comes as a result of the struggles I have had over time. What can I really do? Because I'm finding it difficult to even express myself. Because I am vexed and angered. Why should I even talk? But I have to talk because I promise that I will, as much as I can, be consistent with what I love doing. I love telling people issues around us and how they can overcome those issues. That is my passion. And if I will allow what I'm going through to affect me, that means I am not true to my words. And that's why I have someone courage and come up with this short episode to encourage you. God Almighty cannot fail. It's only human beings that can fail because of the limiting factors around them. Man can be limited, being that he is emotional. Something can happen that can demoralize him or her anytime. Emotions of man's are very, of man rather, is very important. And if anything affects man a little bit, it can alter his emotion. Happiness is emotional. Joy is emotional. But in all of this, it is choice. The choice you have to make that will keep you above these things. These things are bound to come. But how you treat them when they come determines what the outcome will be. You know. So last time we treated the power of choice. Yes, I have the choice to be happy and a choice to be angry. But inevitably, I felt bad because the government of Nigeria is not supposed to treat the young persons the way they did. And I was not happy. I was demoralized. I was depressed. I was perturbed. Because it seems as though Nigeria leaders don't have the heart of a leader. They lack the political will to help its citizen. Judges, I don't condemn leaders because I know leadership is not an easy thing. But what happened on recent gave me a different perspective how our leaders are, and I can actually conclude that they are wicked. Wickedness everywhere in leadership. If this is how leadership is, then it is not the right way to go. The leader ought to be visionary, that we know. Secondly, a leader has to be leading, or should lead by example. And thirdly, For me, a leader should have empathy for his people. And it's this point I'm going to be emphasizing. If at all our leaders actually have empathy for the young people or what is going on in the nation, I believe they wouldn't have been, you know, wicked enough to have taken the souls of the young persons that were shot down. So I am angry, I am not happy, I am not in my right mindset or frame of mind, and that is why I have to rush over this episode. Permit me. Yes, I have to rush over it so that I will keep to my words and also ask you out there to pray for our country called Nigeria. We ought to pray for this country for God to turn around things. We are tired of all the issues we are having. Things we can avoid, issues we can avoid, keep on happening every day. You know, the killings would have been avoided if we had good leaders in place. God will help us. God will help our nation. And I want you to know that God is not against any of us. Keep on the good faith, trusting God. And please, wherever you're listening from, pray for Nigeria. It is hot here. Everyone is not happy. So many things are happening. Trying to condemn my nation. Every nation has their own issues, have problems they are going through. But my nation has done something that should be done by killing its young. And it's not supposed to be so. A land that swallowed its young is not a good sign. God help us. I will come your way very soon with a very important and unique episode of Real Life Issue. God bless you. My name remains Aba Ogman. I'll see you next time. Please, if there is anything you have to drop in the form of a message, or just do it, and we will be glad to receive it. I really appreciate Anchor FM or .fm for this platform given to me and every other person to express ourselves. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Bye for now.
Issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you got to brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you.
Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the Savior, he's the Holy One from Zion. No more crying, wipe your tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic, Christ is here. The world is really darker, only Jesus is the lighter. Everybody is a fighter, but with Jesus you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We are going to rule and stop to what we love to, so we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were going to rule and stop to what we love to, so we fight.
Fight for your life, fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We're born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.